Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
And we're back.
Hey, I did it right. Say something.
Be up there.
All right. That was
that's the thing.
Well, the other one?
Octopodes.
Octopodes, yes, thank you.
This was like a month ago. Nobody knows what that is anymore.
Only the super regular listeners.
Listen to the archives.
Over at freetalklive.com. Captain's Log, Stardate 05012022. This is Free Talk Live. What are we? We are a radio show where you can call in and talk about anything. No topic is off limits. The only limits there are in this show is don't say any of the seven words that George Carlin so eloquently pointed out. The FCC frowns upon that. So, you know, none of the cussing, and you can't say the P word either, as it turns out. It rhymes with this.
Oh. Huh.
That's one of these seven words. So,
well, if it's one of the seven, then you already can't say the seven.
Right, but like that one seems like it's tame, right?
It does seem tame.
Yeah. So we've let that one slide a little bit, but my producers have let me know that it's one of the seven words, so we're just going to refrain from.
So I can't refer to someone as being vatted off?
Correct.
Mm.
Yeah, try ticked or peed.
Miffed.
Or miffed, or, you know,
miffed off.
Otherwise, yeah.
You have miffed off.
I've heard other broadcasters on national broadcasts, I think television and that kind of thing, say flipped off. So,
you that's know, something totally different.
I know, but, like, you know, doesn't that really flip you off? It's like, wait, no, it didn't give me the bird.
It ticked me off, maybe.
Yeah, right, yeah. So, peed off, you know, right. PO'd, right? You can acronymize. Hey, do you guys know what the acronymicon is? It's the evil book of acronyms.
Mm. Okay.
So it's like the Necronomicon, except for, you know, words.
Oh, the DEBA, yes.
Yes, yes.
The evil book of acronyms.
Okay.
EBA.
Well, I mean, wouldn't it want to acronym itself? And fun fact, EBA. Acronyms are all evil. Every single one of them.
Is evil an acronym?
For some things, yes.
Every village is luxurious?
I'm sure that there's a number of, like, comic book evildoers that use the acronym evil to mean a particular thing.
Hey, speaking of acronyms, we've got one in our lead topic story for today.
I'm a little surprised you guys weren't referring to all those court things last night as, like, DROs, just to mess with people. Like, libertarian
distributed rights organizations, yes.
Hey, well, all we need is, like, DROs instead of courts. That'll solve it all.
I mean, it's certainly one potential way.
Well, and that was part of the argument, is like, how useful is it to describe a free market version of this as a court or a court system?
Right. So my experience with normies is vast and uncompromised.
Muggles.
And
call them muggles.
Muggles. It's very easy to confuse them by using the statist words to describe something in a non-statist potential thing.
Right? I just like shouting at them that it's not my job to centrally plan liberty.
Well, it's nobody's job to centrally plan liberty, and I don't mean nobody, the co-host here on Free Talk Live. I mean not any person. Central planning of liberty just shouldn't, period. There shouldn't be a thing. And in fact, if you're out there listening and you believe that, you know, government gives you rights, well, you need to open a book, take a class, look up where do rights come from on your favorite search
God
engine, your favorite distributed search engine. I don't know what I'm saying.
Duck, duck, look it up, homie.
Yeah, there's other ones, too. What's the other one? The Brave?
That's the Brave browser?
Right, but doesn't it have its own built-in search? I don't use it, obviously, so that's why I don't know.
I mean, my default is
StartPage. Actually, that is my default. StartPage is a decent one.
Yep.
Usually, if I can't find it on Brave, I'll go to Presearch.
Yeah, that's right. Presearch is one that I use.
They do just a completely different way of searching for things, and It's usually pretty good if the other ones aren't getting it for me.
So I mentioned the acronym in our lead story tonight. It's IMF, and while I like to think it stands for insane...
Oh, your pronoun. Mofo.
Yes.
Yes, that is true, yes.
Wow, throwbacks of his own.
Yes, Mofo gets a throwback, a callback. Yes, thank you. Mofo here in the studio.
Yeah.
So anyway, the IMF is involved in this particular story. The headline here from the Free Thought Project is, as inflation reaches record highs globally, that's right, globally, we've talked a whole bunch about the United States government and the Federal Reserve having printed trillions of dollars, somewhere between 25 and 50% of all dollars that exist in the system have been created in the last 2.5 years.
And just a quick reminder, because, like, I always struggle with, like, trillion, especially trillion versus a billion.
Yeah.
But just a quick reminder. So a billion seconds is a week and a half. Or, sorry, a million seconds is a week and a half. A billion seconds is, like, 32 years. And a trillion seconds is longer than all of civilization. So that's how many dollars they did several of.
Yes. And so that's just in the... But globally, the central banks, because... The Federal Reserve is the United States central bank.
Okay.
And so other countries have their own central banks as well. And they've also been creating a whole bunch of money.
I want to interject here very briefly because we talked a little bit about this on my podcast yesterday.
And what is your podcast called?
The Anarchist Experience.
There you are.
Thank you. But it was about the, you know, new socialist president of Chile already running into problems.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a line in the article that said, well, with, you know, with inflation, like Chile's inflation is from sources abroad. Like, it's not their fault.
Right. Yeah.
And I was like, how can that not be their fault? Right. Like, we as libertarians or anarchists, whatever, we always define inflation as an increase in the money supply.
Right.
So if Chile is experiencing inflation, right, it's because, like, that government is increasing their own internal money supply.
Right.
It's not it's not a factor that has to do with what the United States is doing.
Right, yeah.
Any other country.
Yeah.
And to be the translator between libertarian and statist here.
Okay.
So when a statist uses, especially the ones like on the Pocahontas news or you know, seeking or having office, when they say inflation, they're talking about price inflation. Whereas, so anyone who's familiar with Austrian economics, or as I call it, real economics.
Right, yeah. Logical economics.
Like, the one they realize that, okay, even if the price for something stays the same, but it could have been cheaper, that's already a form of inflation. So we talk about monetary inflation.
Okay, very well.
Right, which is what I'm saying, right? Like, and if these other countries wanted to strengthen their economy against the U.S. dollar... Wouldn't it behoove them to not inflate at all?
Correct.
The United States rapidly inflates the currency. Mm-hmm. Like, you can strengthen your local economy by just not inflating it against the U.S. dollar.
Yeah, so, like, one of the things that just happened, so, like, it was one bank after another that decided, okay, what are we going to do with our interest rates, right? And one after another is raising their interest rates, except for China, because they want the Chinese yuan to be weak against the dollar so that it's easier for us to purchase their stuff.
Yeah. Okay.
There are some countries that do not have their own currency. They run on other nations' currencies.
Okay.
So in that respect, there are some probably smaller countries that don't have their own currency where they are experiencing the effects of inflation because they run on, like, the dollar, for example.
Okay. So, well, good reason to not do that, too, then.
Hello. Yes, indeed.
Well, stop tying it to the dollar.
And that's why the ones who are switching to cryptocurrency are those countries.
Okay.
They're about to get off by the CIA.
So now we've laid the groundwork for the IMF and what banks do and what central banks are and what inflation is. The headline reads, as inflation reaches record highs globally, IMF director admits, we printed too much money!
You don't say.
We've been saying that for Live. Take as long as Free Talk Live has been on the radio.
Well, and again, definitionally, that's the inflation.
Yes.
You printed too much money.
Yes.
That is so is in no way shocking. That the IMF director would say it is literally unbelievable.
Yeah, they've been saying everything except this. They've been saying, oh, it's transitory, and no, printing money doesn't cause inflation.
And it's Russia's fault.
And it's Putin's fault. Yeah, all of this stuff. So we're going to talk. We'll get into this article. We're going to talk more about this here on Free Talk Live, 603-283-6.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Yeah. And we're back.
Yes, we are back. It is
Free Talk Live.
And The telephone number is
603-283-6160.
Very good.
Bam, son.
Nailed
A
it.
A plus.
Nailed it.
Nailed it.
Richie Rich gets a plus four on his hit points because of his ability to recite the phone number here at Free Talk Live.
Don't ask me to do it again.
Okay.
Savant moment right there.
603-283-6160. If you want to join us in the studio tonight, it is myself, the Lord, Dr. Reverend Captain Kickass, Buckshot Esquire, if you will, joining me tonight.
Pickles Mountaineer.
And Richie Rich, if you know what I mean.
I'm just saying.
Just saying.
I'm just saying. We haven't really even got into it yet. We spent the whole first segment sort of laying groundwork about inflation and
we're
central banking.
We're teasing the headline. That's what we do here.
And the headline, of course, is, as inflation reaches record highs globally, which is true, IMF director admits, whoops, we printed too much money. Now, we've been telling everybody listening in Radioland here on Free Talk Live for a really long time that when the Federal Reserve prints a bunch of money, right, and printing isn't really actually what they do. They create money out of thin air and add it to the existing money supply. Right, to that extent, the dollar is already digital.
I like what the chairman of the Fed called it. He said, digitally we print it.
Yes.
Because they were asking, it's like, well, do you just print money? And he says, well, most of it's done electronically, but digitally we print it.
So they,
imagine that. They just set a computer going, like, all right, and more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they literally add some zeros and go, yep, okay, it's been created.
You have just been loaned $10,000.
Mm-hmm. And what happens when they create this money, they print this money out of thin air, is it makes every dollar that you have in your bank account, in your wallet, you know, tucked inside your jacket pocket that you'll only find next fall when you wash it again, it's going to make every dollar that you have worth less than it's worth now. Now, the dollar itself has been on a steady decline for hundreds of years.
Zoom out on that chart.
Yeah.
Ever since, what, 1913 and, you know, the creation of the Federal Reserve,
it's like skiing the K-12. It's a downhill slope of treacherous navigation. So, at any rate, we've been saying this, that this is going to create inflation like we've never seen before. It's coming. Get ready.
Or you'll see the effects of the inflation.
Yeah.
Because integrating the money itself is the inflation.
Right.
Like, that's it.
And so, everybody, as far as the government officials are concerned, all the representatives of the Federal Reserve, have all said things that sort of to like sort of poo-poo our stance.
Or right? Putin it. It's Putin's fault.
Even Putin poo. Yes. And I like that the first part of his name is poo.
Okay.
It makes for crappy jokes, if you know what I mean.
Zing.
So we've been saying that, you know, this is going to happen. Inflation, there's no way it can't happen when you create, you know, a third or more of the money supply in just a couple of years. Yeah. Prices are going to go up, right? Everybody's going to see the effects of it. Well, finally, somebody at, you know, of some, you know, government level says what we've been saying.
I still literally don't believe that this occurred.
Well, let's find out.
And I mean, like, it's wild because the official stance of the Federal Reserve is that printing money does not in any way lead to price inflation.
Well, this is worse than the Federal Reserve. This is the International Monetary Fund.
Or the insane...
Yeah, exactly.
Mugger friggers.
This is like the central bank's central bank.
It really is. So this is, there were two different articles on this. I just grabbed the first one. This is from the freethoughtproject.com. Mostly we get lies, spin, and obfuscation from central bankers, politicians, and bureaucrats, but every once in a while, one of these people accidentally wanders into the truth.
Says the quiet part out loud.
If you know what I'm saying.
If you know what I mean.
IMF Director Kristalina Georgieva, if that's how you pronounce it, Georgieva, it's a weird name.
KG. Acronym hurt too.
Yes.
Economica.
IMF Director KG did just that. I don't want to call her KG because now I'm insulting one half of Tenacious D.
Oh, okay.
And so that doesn't seem right.
I thought you were going to go sports around Kevin Garnett.
But Kevin Garnett, anything is possible. IMF Director Kristalina Georgieva did just that during a recent panel discussion hosted by CNBC. She conceded that central banks globally, quote, printed too much money and didn't think of unintended consequences, unquote.
No, they thought about it and they denied it. They went, no, that's not going to happen. But it was pointed out to them. If you print too much money, you're going to see inflationary effects. And they went, no, we've got this covered. They lied.
What?
They lied.
The Federal Reserve and the government and politicians and all their cronies and all the other bankers, they what? No, they wouldn't lie. Why would they lie, Richie Rich?
Because that's what they do.
Peakless, why would they lie?
They don't. What they say is fundamentally true. And if you think that what they say is not true, then you are clearly a Putin agent. Or whoever it is that we're about to be at war with.
Right, yes.
Yemen.
East Asia, Eurasia, I forget which one.
We've always been at war.
I mean,
but whichever one it is, we have always been at war with.
So I don't know if these are quotes, but these are italicized mini paragraphs, if you will. One says, I think we're not paying sufficient attention to the law of unintended consequences. We take decisions with an objective in mind and rarely think through what may happen that is not our objective. And then we wrestle with the impact of it. I believe these are quotes from this Kristalina Georgieva person. The second one reads, to take any decision that is a massive decision, like the decision that we need to spend to support the economy, at that time, we did recognize that maybe too much money in circulation and too few goods, but didn't really quite think through the consequences in a way that upfront would have informed better what we do.
I'm not the brightest man in this room, and yet I knew that from the beginning. They shut down production for all of COVID and handed out checks.
Yeah.
I went, duh, you're going to have all that money and no one's producing anything. This is not going to end well.
Right.
And then production to keep up with it.
And then continued and did it repeatedly. There were like three of these, I'm going to call them money injections into the system that were all in like $10, $20, $30 billion range or trillion even. Yeah. Right. The number is so high that like Snoop Dogg can't even comprehend how high it is. Right. Yeah.
And now he's raising the interest rates by like a quarter of a percentage point and people are freaking out. And here in like 2 days, we're going to find out, is it a quarter of a percentage point or half a percentage point? And it's like, dude, you needed to raise this back then in 2020 when you handed out all this money.
And they're not going to. They can't. If they raise it too high, it's going to tank the entire
consumer. Oh, which is going to happen.
But we already not on track.
And that's, I mean, that's when the money printers go back on.
Money printer go.
Well, the moment they've stopped accelerating the money printer.
For now. They're going to read this article, and they're still not going to do what's right.
603-283-6160. Do you think they printed too much money? Give us a call. Let us know. More Free Talk Live is coming up.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
You USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The tornado that damaged more than 1,000 buildings in south-central Kansas generated winds up to 165 miles per hour and carved a path of destruction nearly 13 miles long. The National Weather Service said Friday's tornado caused extensive damage, mostly in the Wichita suburb of Andover. Several people were injured, and officials there say at least 300 buildings were destroyed by the storm. The Weather Service said the tornado was on the ground for 21 minutes. Evacuations of civilians from a sprawling Soviet-era steel plant in Mariupol began Sunday, a UN humanitarian spokesman telling the Associated Press that the evacuation is being done with the International Red Cross Committee in coordination with Ukrainian and Russian officials. 100,000 people reportedly remain in the southern port city. That includes up to 1,000 civilians and 2,000 Ukrainian fighters beneath the steel plant. This is USA Radio News. A memorial service for former Vice President Walter Mondale took place Sunday. Mondale died in April 2021 at age 93, but his family delayed services for a year due to the pandemic. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said President Biden wanted to attend the memorial because he had an important personal relationship with Mondale. Biden, who was scheduled to speak there, has described Mondale as, quote, one of our nation's most dedicated patriots and public servants. School officials in Rochester, New York, are investigating allegations that a white teacher told his class of mostly black students to pick seeds out of cotton and put handcuffs on during lessons on slavery during a seventh grade social studies class. The teacher has been put on leave while the school system investigates the allegations. They came to light after an appalled parent posted on Facebook that her daughter was confronted with the lesson on Tuesday. Tens of thousands of people marched in cities around Europe for May Day protests to honor workers and shame governments into doing more for their citizens. Protests in the last couple of years have been limited due to the pandemic. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
We're also front and side.
Front, back, side to side.
This is Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. If you'd like to join us, we're talking about this article from the Free Thought Project. The IMF director says, we printed too much money. No S, Sherlock. What tipped you off, Einstein? What was your first clue? Like,
they're finally seeing the effects of their handiwork.
So, in the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
Nicholas Mountaineer.
And Richie Rich.
Before we get back into this story, the whole ad on the end of my long intro, my name's Buckshot Esquire, if you will. That actually, I stole that. I plagiarized, if you will. If you know what I'm saying. From a former bandmate of mine whose stage name was Eugenius, the human pump handle slamming machine, Buckshot Esquire, if you will.
Nice.
So I just took the tail end of that and added it to mine because I thought, sure, why not? I could use a Buckshot Esquire, if you will. Right? And if you will isn't really like an official like.
You title don't have to purchase a square foot of land for that title.
No, you just say it and it's official.
Although Esquire is actually an official title that means you're a lawyer.
Better go buy the $20 law degree.
Suddenly goes, huh, what is the probability of my getting sued over using Esquire?
Does that mean he can now give out legal advice?
No, no, actually, I can use
it. You can, but I really would recommend against
actually,
it.
Actually, I can use it without fear because... The defense, of course, is fair use, right? As a comedian, as a parody artist, everything that I do, if it could be conceived that it violates copyright, can be defended in court under fair use, because fair use allows for satire, first and foremost, comedy, education, a whole bunch of other stuff. I don't remember the whole list, but the ones I'm concerned with, of course, is satire, comedy, education, those purposes. To generally allow you to use. This is why your local television station can replay like the highlights of the NFL football game without getting sued, because fair use. They get to report on it. So like news is one of the exceptions for fair use as well.
Now the state's going to require a license to be a parody artist. It's all your.
I mean, so they already kind of do. What's really disturbing to me about being a parody artist, and if any of you out there have listened to my parodies over at. LordKickAss.com. You might notice that my work doesn't appear in the usual places. You're not going to find it on Spotify. You're not going to find it on iTunes. There's a reason for that, and that's because it is insanely difficult to get, even in this day, digital distribution for parody music. The distributors themselves, I could write a brand new song, get it distributed overnight, right? I could have a new song on iTunes, like, you know, in 2 days or whatever it is. But a parody song, it doesn't qualify as a cover, so you can't just, like, license it as a cover, and then, you know, they get a cut, and you get a cut, and everybody's happy. It doesn't work like that. The only way it can be distributed is through a distributor that's willing to take the risk of being sued. And generally speaking, you win the fair use defense in court, but you have to use it at, like...
You have to go to court.
Yeah, the company has to first get sued, and then you have to go to court, and then you have to invoke the defense for it to be successful. You can't just up front go, hey, this is a parody for fair use. A couple of my parodies have had videos made and put on YouTube and that kind of thing. And so the first thing you see when you click play on my videos is, you know, section blah, 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 title blah, 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 the U.S. code blah, blah, blah. This is a parody under fair use or whatever, right?
Nice.
Some quote that I put in there just to keep people from commenting on, you stole the... There's so many people that don't know. Like, that you can make fun of a song and publish it, and it's just fine, and that, you know, Bob Seger's not going to sue you, right? Or
hopefully.
Generally speaking, right? And if they do, then you're just going to be like, look, I'm not even making any money on this thing, and, like, also, I'm a comedian, so here, fair use, bro. Anyway. Tangent. Unfair use stuff.
You don't say.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just kind of wish we had a civilization where we let people say things.
Oh, yeah, wouldn't that be nice?
Wouldn't that be wild?
Yeah. So at any rate, we've been talking about this article from the Free Thought Project talking about the IMF director admitting that they printed too much money. How this economic brain trust missed... that's a poorly worded sentence. How this... economic brain trust failed to consider that injecting trillions into the economy would cause prices to rise is a bit of a head scratcher.
Well, again, like, this is actually what their models tell them. Like, they follow Keynesianism, and most especially super Keynesianism, which is modern monetary theory, and they're like, oh, it's modern, that means it's better than all this stuff you know, and if you don't think what modern monetary says, then you're an idiot. And one of the things that it says is that printing a bunch of money doesn't cause prices to go up.
The author of this says... this is economics 101. Expanding the money supply pushes prices higher than they otherwise would be. I knew this would happen. Peter Schiff knew this would happen. Heck, you probably knew this would happen. But the people charged with running the global economy didn't.
So you don't get Keynesianism in Econ 101. That's like 300 level courses right there. Before they change it up on you, go like, well, it's really more like this. All that stuff you learned in first year econ, well, throw it out the window.
Well, and here's the thing. If you look at the data, they've actually tested people's economic knowledge before and after taking college courses on economics, and they actually know less after they're done with these courses than before they take them.
The effects of public schools.
This is college level.
Oh, even that. And you're paying for the privilege of learning less.
Yep.
Don't worry, the loans will be forgiven. And by forgiven, I mean redistributed to all the taxpayers.
Well, you know, the loans will be forgiven in the sense that we're going to print so much money that the $50,000 you just spent will just be like 2 hours worth of work.
Well, not if wages don't increase, which they haven't.
They have.
No, they haven't.
Just not nearly as much as prices.
if let's just go by the official numbers. If inflation is around 8%.
8.5%
Right. Real wages have not gone up. But the 15 people are sort of getting their way, at least around here.
Well.
Yeah, well, and that's the thing. Real wages have been flat.
Like, right.
Actual wage-type wages have been flat since the 70s.
I know a person who was a stay-at-home mom.
Okay.
And, you know, that all ended, and so they had to go get a job. And they're very excited to be making $16 an hour at an entry-level position.
That's what I'm saying.
But, like, little do they know that, like, that's the equivalent to, like, $8 an hour, you know, 10 years ago.
Right. So the fight for 15 people got their way because a lot of entry-level positions have been pushed up into that range. But because of these inflationary policies,
yeah.
it wipes it all out. Doesn't even matter.
I remember in the late 80s, some people that I knew were having a discussion, an argument, if you will. They were trying to one-up each other, a couple of dudes, I did better than you, I did better than you. And one guy was talking, and he's like, oh, yeah, well, I went to the ITT tech school for 1 year, and I got out, and I'm already making $25,000. And the other guy went, well, I didn't go to school at all, and I'm making $24,000, so there, right? You know, and this was their argument. But this, you know, and like now you're like, really, you're going to argue about that much money? Like, that's, you know, come on.
Well, and the thing that actually pushes wages up is that a whole bunch of people have just said, yeah, I'm not going to do these wage jobs. Like, as far as a good chunk of the population, they've found out, hey, if I just flash my body on the internet, I can get money at my own schedule. And also,
you have to have the body for it.
Yep. That's, well, so there's that. There's a whole lot of people that just stayed on welfare because you had to register for welfare in order to, you know, survive the pandemic. So a bunch of people went, oh, that's not hard. What's on your paperwork? Oh, yeah, I can qualify for this, and this. So they're not going back to work.
Yeah.
Like, that's what pushed up real, like, the minimum wage, if you will.
I'm generally in support of the anti-work movement because of these inflationary policies.
Yeah.
603-283-6160 is the number. What do you think about inflation? Is it affecting you? Are you seeing prices rise? Have you been paid more by your employer? Did you seek other employment because you could get more wages? Let us know.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
We are back. It is Free Talk Live, the live call-in radio station. Radio station. We're a station now, guys. I just declared it. No, we're a radio program.
The dream has come true.
We're radio.
Not a station. If you call the station to try to get back at us, it will not work.
We're a radio program carried by radio stations where you can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. 603-283-6160 is the telephone number. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
Bakeless Mountaineer.
And Richie Rich.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We've got Joe calling from New Jersey. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live.
Gentlemen, good evening. How are you today? Okay? Everything going all right?
We are here. We're alive. What's on your mind?
I'm a little pissed off at the moment.
Well, I appreciate the giving me the time here. I just wanted to give you a call. I'm listening to what you guys are saying, and I really think that this is really the demise of where we're going, the dollar, as far as they're going to try to raise the interest rates probably and as much as they can over the next few months, and then we'll go into the recession, and then they'll start to cut the rates again. And we'll start looking at back to zero and possibly more stimmies going out next year.
Stimmy.
Great.
So,
Hey, Joe, I read something today, and I haven't even talked to these guys in the studio about it. I read something today that said the housing market during the Great Depression, like the difference between wages and affordability was measured at something like 33%. Right, so that was sort of the difference between like whatever entry level wages were and the ability to buy a house, and that today it's even worse. Like the difference between entry level wages and the ability to buy a house is even worse than it was in the Depression. Have you heard anything about that?
Yeah. I also heard that the market really the first 4 months of this year can be compared to the beginning of 1939, which was really the second leg of the Depression. So we're almost replicating that decade in a lot of ways.
So yeah, the European savior is coming.
Yeah, one of the news that came out was that we have already had an economic contraction in just the first quarter of this year, and like we ain't seen nothing yet. Like all of this, all of the difficulty getting fertilizers and oil and all of that. Like we're going to see a huge crunch when it comes to harvest time this year.
Most folks are going to be spending money for heating and food, energy. So that's where a lot of the income is going to be going. And stocks like Amazon and are going to start seeing hits because they're just not going to be doing the extraneous purchases.
Oh, yeah. Bezos lost like $13 billion in a couple of hours the other day.
But think about this. Now, if we go back into a mode where we're down to zero rates, and of course then they're doing the stimulus checks again, now we're monetizing this balance sheet. The Fed's at what, $9 trillion? I think they knocked off $17 billion last week. Big deal. And
I was nowhere that they had allowed that to go down at all. I thought it was just sort of like staying stable.
Well, they're just not in there purchasing as many treasuries as they were. So, you know, the rates were up a little on the auctions, on Treasury Direct, but not much.
Yeah, and that's one of the biggest stories out right now is the whole Treasury desire. Because, like, now that the U.S. has said Russia is not allowed to have all of this money that was in American banks, none of the other countries are quite as happy about buying our treasuries because they're like, oh, you mean if I buy your treasuries, you might just decide you don't like what I'm doing? Mm-hmm. Which, you know, for France, that's not a big issue, but it sure is for, like, you know, Pakistan or Iran. You know, they're like, ooh, well, what's it going to take for you to decide I don't have this money?
Right.
Invading another country.
Yeah. Well, and without someone to buy these treasuries, they can't print the money, so they buy them themselves, and that's one of the things that they're keeping the money printer at a steady hum by not buying more treasuries.
Okay.
Yeah, monetizing the interest, and you know, you can possibly look at down the pike. Of course, we're the world reserve currency, but down the pike, you could be looking at some type of, you know, modified hyperinflation.
Yep.
Which is really where I wanted to take you guys a little bit into this area too, where I think this kind of plays into this digital currency.
Mm.
I mean, this might be the out. We're running the credit card up, paying off student loans, you know, basically doing whatever we can, but at some point they're going to realize that we go to the digital currency as a formal devaluation and everything gets reset at that time. Maybe the IMF comes in with their special drawing rights and backs the currencies. Maybe that's the plan, to have a, you know, basket of currencies around the world with the IMF being the World Bank back in all the central banks. So just kick it up a level.
I might agree with you in that assessment if it weren't for cryptocurrency's existence already. There's no way that banks can create a digital currency that is better or more effective than even the stable coins that already exist. The ability to convert, you know, say Bitcoin or Monero or any of the other cryptocurrencies into something that is pegged to the U.S. dollar already exists and has existed for quite some time. For governments and banks to catch up to that curve, I think they'd lose that race.
I don't even know if they need it. Right? Just think about transactions that most people have on a daily basis.
Yeah.
Most of it is not physical paper Federal
right.
Reserve notes
right.
handed to and fro.
Yeah, the dollar is largely digital.
It's
already.
Largely digital already. So, you know, in early days talking about Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies, you know, people go, well, what happens if the internet goes down and never comes back?
You have a whole different set of problems.
Well, but to what I told them is like, how much cash do you have in your pocket? Because if that happens, your bank account is wiped out too.
Oh, yeah.
Right? There's no record of that exists, you know, in paper form anywhere.
Yeah, although there is some good news on that front. I recently had an article that I had for show prep. I don't know where it is right now.
It's on the desk somewhere.
But it's not the first time, but Doge, the cryptocurrency, was successfully transmitted over the radio.
Okay.
Ah, nice.
Right, using radio waves. Now, you still need to have, like, a computer
sure.
to fire it up and, like, look at it, but, like, it was transmitted successfully.
So. Yeah, and that's one of the things that people don't realize about this is, like, they're like, oh, well, it's internet money. And it's like, well, no, the internet is something that makes it a lot more effective.
Yes.
But, like, we could be doing this with dice and pigeons. It just would take a real long time.
Well, and what I'm saying is your dollars, your Federal Reserve notes, is already internet money, too. Right.
Hey, Joe, thanks for the call. We appreciate it.
It's, you know, an ACH transfer from here to there, a credit card transfer where they increment your you know, they debit yours and they credit the other side.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's all in the ether already.
Yeah. The difference between a central bank government digital currency and a cryptocurrency is that the central banks and the governments can't counterfeit cryptocurrency.
Right. Yep.
That is the difference. And so, you know, people are like, well, what difference is cryptocurrency going to make because there's a blah, blah, blah on the digital dollar? And that's the difference. The difference is the governments can't counterfeit it. They can't print it out of thin air, deflating your purchasing power, making whatever units of currency you choose to transact in worth less than they were. The fact is that if you were born 40 years ago and you had $10,000 in cash and you thought, I'm going to do what grandma did, and I'm going to keep that $10,000 in cash under my mattress. Don't ever do this, by the way.
In a jar buried in the backyard.
Yeah, you know, right? The fact of the matter is that $10,000, whenever you buried it in the backyard or stuck it under the mattress, is worth roughly minus nine times
right.
what it was then. Like, you could have almost bought a house for $10,000 40 years ago, whereas you can't even buy a new car for $10,000 today.
And that's the other problem with that idea, is it incentivizes people now to spend the money quicker
right.
because it's going to be worth less in the future.
Right.
Right? The incentive to save is gone and getting worse the more they inflate the currency.
Well, and that's why these interest rates matter, is because the only way that you can actually save faster than the inflation is going is by having these interest rates, getting more out of it than you were putting into it.
Well, and you have to take more risks by entering into cryptocurrency markets or stock markets.
Right.
Because it's the only thing that you may get a better return than leaving it in a bank where you're going to lose money on an interest rate lower than inflation.
Mm-hmm. And just a quick note, I think that October, there's going to be some major move in the direction of central bank digital currencies. It's when everyone's supposed to get back to Biden on the whole cryptocurrency problem, and it's right before the election, so I think we're going to see something interesting.
603-283-6160. Coming up in hour number two, we're going to get into a potential bill that will double your income tax if you're not vaccinated.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.